tenor saxophonist Michael Brecker passed away on this date in 2007. He was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on March 29, 1949. Brecker took some time before getting around to recording his first solo album. He spent much of his career as a studio player who often appeared backing pop singers, leading some jazz listeners to overlook his very strong improvising skills. Brecker originally started on clarinet and alto before switching to tenor in high school. Early on, he played with rock and R&B-oriented bands. In 1969, he moved to New York and soon joined Dreams, an early fusion group. Brecker was with Horace Silver during 1973 to 1974, gigged with Billy Cobham, and then co-led the Brecker Brothers, a commercially successful funk group with his brother, trumpeter Randy Brecker, for most of the 1970s. He was with Steps, later Steps Ahead, in the early 80s, doubled on an electronic wind instrument, and made a countless number of studio sessions during the 1970s and 80s, popping up practically everywhere, including with James Taylor, Yoko Ono, and Paul Simon. With the release of his first album as a leader in 1987, Brecker started appearing more often in challenging jazz settings. He recorded additional sets as a leader in 1988 and 1990. He toured with a reunited Brecker Brothers band. Two Blocks from the Edge followed in 1998, and a year later, Brecker returned with Time is of the Essence. The early 2000s saw the release of Nearness of You, The Ballad Book, and Wide Angles in 2001 and 2003, respectively. On this date in 1909, a charter was issued to operate the Carlisle Rice Mill in Carlisle, Arkansas, which was leased to the Arkansas State Rice Milling Company in 1916 and purchased by that company in 1917. In 1965, the name became Riviana Foods. The facility processes about 2 million hundredweight of rice annually and also makes the crisped rice for the Nestle Crunch candy bar, among other confections. Douglas Wilder of Virginia became the nation's first elected black governor on this date in 1990 as he took the oath of office in Richmond. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.